All right, folks, we are in for a treat today. Our speaker today, you know her well. She is the two-time conference coach of the year. She is our head competitive dance and cheer coach. Oh, three-time coach of the year. Three. Sorry, there's two sports involved there. Three-time coach of the year. She is our head cheer coach, our head dance coach. She is our senior women's administrator. Give it up for Bailey Davis.
And director of athletic alumni, if you can't read. That one's up there, too. But some titles that I don't actually have up there. I am a small business owner. I am a freshman seminar teacher. I am a wife to Joe. He's lucky. And I'm a mom. And if there's one thing I want to be remembered for in this life, is she was a good mom. I have two beautiful daughters. If you want to put that photo up there, Addison, look at them. I've got two beautiful daughters. Elsie is my oldest. She's 5. She's in kindergarten. She's at daycare, so all of you that came today, sorry. She would have liked to see you, Anna. And then Renly, she's the baby. She's something else. She's a big faker. If you've ever been around Renly, you would know that she really likes me and doesn't really like any of you guys. If you try to hold her, she'll immediately start crying, immediately. But as soon as I take her back, she'll stop. So my favorite word for Renly is she's a menace. And it's 100% true. I don't know how long she's going to stay like that. Hopefully it's forever. I hope she likes me more than you guys forever. But Elsie, I've always called her my sunshine babe. Always. She's always been so joyful. She's been so fun. She loves being a big sister. She loves her family. She loves to color. She loves to run. She loves to sing and dance. We were at a wedding this weekend, and she tore up the dance floor the entire time. She went super hard. Her makeup was all smeared on her face, but she did not care. But she has always been so sunshiny. She's been so happy and joyful. And I didn't realize the significance of her being a sunshine babe until I experienced some really traumatic things. So a sunshine baby is a term that people use when you're a firstborn child or a child born before a loss. Back in 2021, I got up and I spoke in chapel in October, and I spoke about surrendering fully to Christ and his plan. And 4 days after that, I experienced my very first miscarriage. And that wrecked me. That changed everything about my mental mindset. That changed everything about me and the way I thought of myself as a woman, the way I thought of myself as a mother, the way I thought of myself as a friend. It was in those moments that I realized what true friendship was. In those moments, I realized what true grief was. Never in my life had I experienced such hurt. And that took a lot out of me. That took a lot out of our family. That took a lot out of my marriage. That took a lot out of my parenting to Elsie and how I treated her and what I thought of her as my child. And it took me a long time to come to the realization that one day when I get to meet Jesus, I get to meet my baby. And that to me is one of the most exciting things about getting to heaven. Other than spending eternity with Jesus, I get to be with my family, the one that I've really prayed for, the one that I've wanted forever. And after coming to the realization that I can heal and I can grow from this, on what would have been my due date with that baby, July 7th, it rained. And rain is good. Rain is really good because what rain does, it helps things to grow. It brings change. Rain can be seen as destruction. Rain can be seen as terrible, but people pray for rain. Farmers pray for rain. My dad is a farmer, and last year, he did not get enough rain to bring in the crop that he needed to sustain the cattle that he has on his land, and that was stressful. But then this year, it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained all summer long here. And it was awesome. And so thankful for that fact that there was rain and continuous precipitation and moisture. And to the point where we have ample amounts of alfalfa to feed our cattle, which is such a blessing. But it rained. It rained that day on July 7th. And so I took Elsie and we went out into the driveway and she and I just danced. And we had the time of our life. We didn't have music. We were wet, we were barefoot, and we just danced and danced and danced. And it was one of the most beautiful moments of my life. After that, I continued to heal. I continued to find ways to speak about what it meant to be a lost mom. I found ways to advocate to others who had experienced similar things. If you don't know, 1 in 4 pregnancies ends in miscarriage, which is terrifying and so sad because there's no real reason as to why that happens. And you're just left with questions of what if. But eventually I found myself pregnant again and that was awesome. And I was so excited. We told our family, we told our friends, we told Elsie. She was pumped, 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 pumped. And we went in to do an ultrasound and turns out there was no heartbeat. And so for the second time, I found myself in the same position of being a lost mom. And in that moment, I remember sitting there and just saying, God, why? And I said, protect my boat, because I knew it was going to rain. It was going to be waves. It was going to be storms. But it was going to be good. A little bit after that, I was pregnant again for the third time. And that's where we got little Rennie. Her middle name is Rain. Because she is good. She is the good that we were waiting for. She is the good in all of her orneriness. Those 2 years that I experienced both those losses, I won a conference championship. So 2 of my worst personal years or 2 of my best professional years. And I attribute that a lot to my athletes and their ability to rally, their ability to push through adversity, their ability to back each other up. This last year, we did not win. And that was soul crushing. It was so hard. But at the end of the day, I won. I got my baby. I got the one that I was waiting for. And I want you guys to know that goodness can be seen in all things. In all things. On July 6th this summer, I got on social media, and you know what there was? A double rainbow. One of the most beautiful double rainbows I have ever seen captured in photos. And there were dozens and dozens and dozens of people who posted this photo of this beautiful double rainbow. I had friends texting me photos, sending me photos, like, look at this, because I thought of me, because I knew how much the rain meant to me. And in those moments, I can see God saying, Bailey, I see you. Bailey, I know you. Bailey, I have not forgotten you. And so as you guys are facing the storms, as you're facing the troubles and the trials and everything that's in front of you, there's still going to be goodness in that rain. Thank you.